Hi guys, welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that.
I hope people know they need us now.
I know.
Yeah, you know, I really, you need us.
You know you need us, and you listen at 6 o'clock every Monday. And if you haven't got us on our socials at Teen Toast Pod, make sure you do.
Yeah, we've had a few DMs, so thanks for reaching out.
We've got such a good, funny episode lined up today. I'm so excited. But firstly, happy Easter Monday.
Yeah, happy Easter, guys.
I feel like my outfit isn't giving pastels Easter Monday.
No, it's really not. Neither of us are giving Easter.
Giving Christmas with the emerald green.
We're still rocking the
cardigan. And I'm giving first year uni student.
Do you know what? It's because although it's getting warm outside, I felt my house is cold.
Because you're not putting the heating on. I'm not going to lie. I have put this hoodie on because I'm a bit chills.
Yeah, but I don't know whether, not even just the heating thing, even like in the height of summer, the house stays cool, which is really good, obviously, in the height of summer. But other than the height of summer, it's not a vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. But happy Easter Monday. Hope you all had a lovely Easter weekend.
Yeah, Easter always feels like really wholesome to me.
It is such a wholesome
time. It was a family
time
for us, wasn't it, growing up?
Yeah, FYI, if you're watching on YouTube, we have a cute little guest with us today. Biscuit's made an appearance on the pod.
Biscuit has joined us. He's very sleepy, but he wants some attention.
He wants some attention, don't you? Are. So here we are. Did you have a good Easter? Yeah.
Hi.
But yeah, no. Easter's just always such a good... You know what it is about Easter? The day is nice, but it's the long weekend. Oh, it's so nice.
It is.
And I just feel
incredible.
Like Good Friday has such a good vibe around it as well.
There's so many opportunities to like go out, see family, have a chill, because there's so many days. It's actually elite.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So, so good. And guess what, guys? Tonight I'm going to go see Burna Boy.
Oh, that is exciting.
I cannot wait to catch you all up on it.
That's in Manchester, isn't
it? Yeah. Child. I'm so excited.
You're such a bad singer.
I know. I don't care. I'm off to see Burna Boy tonight. That's how I'm spending my Easter Monday.
That is exciting. I will probably be reading a book, cuddling Biscuit.
That's good for you.
And chilling. However, I have had a really nice night. I don't know if I told you.
What?
My hockey team got confirmed promotion.
Yeah.
I know. It was so exciting.
I thought you were in the top league.
What? No, we're not in the top league at all.
Oh, you've been at the top of your league.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
But then we weren't top of the league. There was another team top of the league. But then our league's a bit weird with the point system. So we didn't know if we were confirmed top, but we've been confirmed top, confirmed promotion. So we all went out with the hockey girls on Thursday. It was so nice.
Just having
going out together without, constantly actually socializing.
I thought that I forgot to update the pod on last week.
Yeah,
you know, I said I was gonna go and do that baking thing with Silka.
Oh yeah, how did that go?
Oh my god, girls,
was it good?
Because I know that was our when we were recommending like girly activities. Get it booked.
Oh, is it really lovely?
I know, weirdly enough, we were talking about obviously weddings and stuff. I'm not saying like go and do it for your hen do, but if you're a low-key person that wouldn't want a party vibe and you don't drink for your hen do, I can actually see doing if you had enough people to fill out the whole room and it was just you and your friends, and then because
that'd be nice
the
vibe.
Way they at the end they put all your cakes out and it's like bake off, they judge it, try it, look at the cake, and I just think if you were actually in a massive group doing that, it'd be so fun. But yeah, it was so good. Me and Silka died though, because obviously they have a little bit of a kitchen station at the front, and then all of us, we genuinely thought she was going to be like live doing the cake with us. So then when she was just like go, we were like, oh, we thought we'd be like copying you.
What, I've got to actually make a cake
so
now?
Like, yeah, but it's so good, like the instructions are so clear, and then like 10 minutes in they're like, your cake should be in the oven, and then like, yeah, it's so good.
Oh,
but when
cool.
I say we had to chuck everything on the cake within 30 seconds, she was like counting down and we had nothing on our cake, and we were like, but we won.
Oh my gosh, well done.
We were like teacher's pets, but it was so fun. And you get to choose, obviously, like the cake recipes there.
You actually win something, or do you just get the pie?
You win a wooden spoon.
Oh, cool.
like a big cake's wooden spoon.
Yeah.
But you actually get to choose the flavouring that goes in the cake. They have a flavouring station and like a...
And you get to take it
out.
It's
like pick a mix, yeah. We halved it. Oh, it was really good. So we did a vanilla and caramel flavoured cake. And then we did raspberry flavoured icing.
Very nice.
And I really enjoyed it. It was good. But yeah, I totally forgot to mention it. I would definitely say... get it booked.
Oh, that sounds really good. It does sound like a really cute thing to do.
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
Next week I'm going to New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can do now you're in New York.
That is exciting. I can't wait to hear all about New York. That's going to be... I feel like we won't even need to hear about it because we've seen it on social a million times.
Oh, yeah, but you can all hear about it as well.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Easter, anyway, back to Easter weekend. I feel like growing up, it was so weird. Do you remember how we used to count all our Easter eggs?
Yes, stop.
We'd be like, I've got 15 Easter eggs.
Yeah. So what we used to, growing up, Easters were with my dad's side of the family. Yeah. It was like a massive get together. My dad's one of five. And then the family just kept growing and growing and growing because dad's the second youngest. So we were actually like some of the younger cousins.
Yeah.
So then like the older cousins having babies and it's like a massive family.
It was a big family get together.
So it was always like such a big thing. Easter egg hunt, quizzes, catch up with everyone. Really, really fun. And I don't know as well. I just always remember Easters being sunny. I feel like we always get sunny Easters.
I was about to say.
No, we can't
sunny.
Do another episode talking about how the sun makes everything.
No, we can't. We can't mention it again, but it was always sunny.
No, literally.
Whereas
I feel like in recent years, our Easters have just turned really small.
They're very like, oh, what are we doing?
Yeah, I feel like it's not as big of a thing because I feel like it is the big weekend. Someone always has a plan on like Good Friday, Easter Monday, this or that. So, but we do still try to make Easter Sunday like a family thing, whether it's just a small meal or a big barbecue.
Yeah, definitely.
Like this year was like small, nice, cute, intimate, but like still good family vibes.
Yeah, and it's just a nice excuse to get together, even though we're not like religious or whatever. It's like the holidays, it's like bank holidays are nice times to get together.
It's another one of those where like it's a, with Christmas, it's nicer being a kid. Like with the Easter egg hunt and things.
Yeah,
do you know
that's
what I mean?
Where it's magical, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Fun and exciting.
But to me, I just think Easter's actually just nice, wholesome family time.
We actually did at school, they did egg decorating competition. And it just like brought me back to when I was a kid.
I love it. It's the Easter bonnets for me. I think some schools are banning that.
We don't do Easter bonnet.
Do you not?
We do Easter egg decoration.
Yeah, I used to love that more than the bonnet.
I don't think we did bonnet.
We did definitely in infants, but like we never really like went to town and did
but
it.
Decorating the egg, I absolutely loved. I feel like one year, did one of us do Monsters, Inc.?
Did one of us do... No.
I can't remember. But
I would always be so proud of my egg, right? And then you'd go in and people had spent freaking like 7 weeks.
You wouldn't believe
on these eggs and all the backdrops and
the
3D freaking. And you're like, all right.
You need 3D glasses for some of them.
I did mine 2 nights ago and was really proud of like painting Winnie the Pooh on it. Like, calm down.
I remember one year I did the planet Saturn.
Oh my God, you were so proud of that.
I put the ring on it and I thought it was like the most incredible thing.
I remember being jealous of that. And like, I was like, oh yeah, that just looks so simple and nice.
It was not.
No, but you know what it is? They always used to choose, obviously, the extravagant ones where people have put loads of work in. But I definitely think as the years went on in school, they started choosing like more simple
ones. The ones that people had obviously done themselves instead of their parents.
Their parents doing it, yeah.
But then... like sometimes it's probably a nice thing to sit down and do with your kids, so you can't like fully discount.
I don't have kids. I have no idea what I'm going to be like as a mum, but I want to do that and have fun with them doing it, but I can't picture myself sat there with a glue gun.
You'll say, go to Auntie Ellie's house, she'll make your egg with you.
I'm not sure. No, I don't know. I'm just my head isn't there yet.
I can't imagine you doing it at all. But there's just like crazy. Lots of little nice things when you're younger, isn't it? So it makes it more of a thing. Whereas adult, we're just getting on with life.
But yeah, like if any kids are listening, close your ears now. I'm not sure, but the Easter bunny was never a thing in our house. We never believed in the Easter bunny.
Is it?
We never ever believed in an Easter bunny. Like, it was talked about. But
just as like a nice thing. But no, like, one...
our mum and dad got us the egg, and our aunties and uncles got us the eggs.
Yeah.
So
maybe it is a thing now. We've like Easter baskets and stuff that people do.
Yeah, like, I think it is. Yeah. But
there's
for
too
us,
many
it wasn't...
things to remember as a parent.
It just wasn't. I never believed in the Easter bunny.
No, I don't think I did.
Like, that he brought the eggs.
The only time I think I remember it being cool was when I was in reception and one of the teachers did, like, bunny prints.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, that's so cool, and, like, really liking it. But I don't know if I actually believed it.
Well, I don't know if we believed it or not, because the year... I just remember that Easter where we were sat on the stairs singing... chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me. And then dad came out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Of like his and mum's bedroom, came downstairs, went onto the top of the cupboards.
Yeah, I so remember them being on top of the cupboards.
Grabbed us our Easter eggs and handed us them. And I feel like that's the moment I maybe knew the Easter bunny wasn't a thing.
Is that, oh, okay.
Or I don't know whether we did ever believe it. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but we were always allowed chocolate for breakfast.
Yeah, we were allowed chocolate for breakfast on Easter. I am so looking forward to this week's episode. We are finally reacting to some Hinge prompts. I've not seen any of these, so
I'm
so
excited.
Do you
know what? I've not done Hinge in so long. I'm like, mate, this would give me anxiety if I had to come up with some
answers. No, it's honestly so awful. It's like... the first day of uni or work or school, and they're like, tell us something interesting about yourself, and you just freeze up because you're like, I don't know what to say. I feel pressured. So basically, for those that have never had Hinge, it's a dating app where basically when you're filling out your profile, they give you prompts. So it'd be like, my guilty pleasure is, or a controversial opinion I have is, and then you have to fill it out, and then that comes up on your profile
along with your pictures, and then people
along with your pictures. But I think it's just a really good dating app in terms of like that always sparks conversations. So like when I was on Hinge, people would reply to the prompts like with yeah, something.
That
so
was
when
the
I had
best way of get like
of like bringing up a conversation, yeah, rather than just like, oh hey,
hi, how are you doing? And you talk about the prompt.
About the prompt. So it was like a conversation starter. So when I had Hinge, what the one that was like mostly responded to, I had and again, like this even gives me the thinking about it, but it's so hard to think of things because you don't want to come across. I feel like people are either just really humorous and sure of their humor that yeah, they can put something and you're like, you know, like you respect it. But if you're not someone like that, you don't want to be dull and boring, but you then it's the so hard to
you
think
don't
of
want to
something.
Be so serious.
But it was like
it's
the most
quite
cringy,
I
know.
Isn't it?
So I had most controversial opinion and I just said that Home Alone is the, and then I put in capitals like worst Christmas film ever. The amount of people that would pop up being like,
was it around Christmas?
On
it must have been around Christmas time that you did that, because
I don't,
that surprise just really freaking random.
Well, I don't know, it just obviously popped in my head because everyone loves Home Alone. And I then I never changed it, so that was just always prompt. And then just the amount of people that would start a conversation with me off that prompt.
You and Yannick met on Hinge, didn't you?
We did.
Or did you reply to a prompt?
He messaged me. I liked him, so I think I just swiped as though I liked him.
Yeah.
And then obviously it came up to him that I had liked him, and then he liked me back, and then he started the conversation. So it wasn't actually, we didn't start talking off a prompt.
Oh, shame. That would have been a good story.
I know, I could have given you the
let
prompt.
Let down. Right.
No, actually, but he did say one of his prompts was,
oh,
it was simple pleasures.
Oh, yeah.
And his was like,
that's the one I'm starting
ice cold orange juice.
Oh,
but because
that is so
you,
him.
But because you love orange juice, but it has to be ice cold. I got it. So I didn't think that was weird or anything. I was like, oh, it reminds me of my sister.
Yeah, like,
but I don't know if we actually discussed it, but I just remember that you being were one like, of oh, his yeah, prompts.
That's good. That works for me. My simple pleasures.
Okay.
Start with a few of them.
These are all from guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Driving with the windows down. I think that's a vibe. I'd be like, oh, that's a bit vibey. I like that.
I just think that's a random thing for Hinge. It doesn't really tell me anything about you.
Yeah, but I like driving with the windows down, so that would make me think, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To me, I'd probably read that and be like, that gave me nothing.
Fair. But this...
And I actually hate the windows being down. So well, there like, you go. You're not for me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'd be saying I was cold. Can you put the windows back
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you're always cold.
And it's noisy, especially if you're on the motorway. That's just, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, so it does give a lot. You could be like, yeah, not for me. That's not a pleasure of
all
mine.
Right, yeah. Skip, next.
The walk home after a good workout.
Oh, so these are all under that
yeah.
bracket?
Yeah.
The walk home after a workout.
That's a no from me.
I'd be an ick.
Let's not talk about the gym on our Hinge profiles.
I know. And like when every single photo of a guy is him in the gym,
no.
That would put me off. Like,
me too.
What? Am I now going to have to like, oh, we're going to be talking about protein in our food and you're going to be having a salmon and I just want to have pasta? Like, no.
I feel like you've been here before.
No, that's a no for me.
And do you know what? If we were in like a relationship,
I understand. Like, but if he'd have said like, "Oh, like, the endorphins," or
and,
like,
from it and feeling good about
yeah,
yourself.
But it's just like the walk home after what you just want to tell me you work out.
Yeah.
No. I wish we were seeing the pictures with these prompts.
Yeah, that would be so good. I would actually really like that. Okay, new prompt. I'm looking for an emergency contact besides my mum.
I think that's banter.
I think that's really funny, but then I like was deep in it and I was like, bit serious, mate.
No, because I can imagine no one is serious when they're writing that. Like, that's just, I think that's fun.
Yeah, that light-hearted, is fun.
Like, shows that they've got a bit of cheeky personality, like, can have a bit of banter. I think that's a good
I
one.
I like that.
And it's not cringy banter. That's the kind of banter I would want.
That's actually quite good if you had it. I'm assuming that's from like now because there's been
that trend on TikTok.
So that would be actually quite good.
Immediately I thought, oh, they're like on it with the trends.
Yeah, that would be cool. Now, this is just dull,
I think.
Is the
cringy one? Oh, dull. Go on.
Together we could watch paint dry.
No, so these like, are so no. bait. Like, so I remember being on Hinge, you could tell so many guys just didn't want to write these prompts. A lot of them are diva literally just because you have to write something, just put a dash.
Really?
And that would make me swipe against because I'm like, oh, you couldn't even put the effort. And I was like, none of us want to do these prompts, but give me something. But you could tell so many guys, I swear, were so scared of being cringy. Or, like, didn't know what to put, that they would just put the most dull, boring thing.
That's not going to make me.
But then
me.
Again, it made me think, well, are you dull in person?
Yeah, like, come on, try.
Like, none of us want to do this.
I want to see that you've tried on a couple.
Yeah. I would give a guy more credit for trying than not trying at all.
This is funny, but I reckon a girl wrote it.
Oh, go on.
We'll get along if... your ex is dead. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because it's like, yeah, perfect. Don't have to worry about them. Never
but
on
imagine
my mind.
If you read that and it was a guy. I'd be like...
No, well, that's only funny if a girl wrote it, I think.
Yeah.
The prompt is my greatest strength.
Yeah.
And someone's put spelling, but they've spelled it wrong.
No, I could see the banter in that, but that's not... I'd be thinking we don't have the same...
Yeah, I think that's quite fun.
I'd be like, oh, you like smart ass. I don't know.
I think that's like such a boy.
Yeah, yeah. If the rest of the profile was strong, that wouldn't put me off.
Yeah, but like a girl's not writing that.
No. Okay, I've got some. So the prompt is a skill I've always wanted to master. I actually remember this one. I feel like guys always had quite funny answers to this one, like just not that serious.
When I used to read people's answers on Hinge, I used to think, I'm actually not funny.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of the dull people.
Because then I'd find people's responses. I'm like, you're good.
Yeah. But some people are naturally funny.
Yeah, they are.
I'm like, not.
I always thought it was one of my strengths and...
You're good at sarcasm.
Hinge humbled me.
Yeah, the internet really, when you go on the comment section on TikTok, it really humbles. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm not funny at all. No. These, like, but then I love the comments where it's like, how do people, when they get loads of likes, these comments, because it's like, how are these people thinking of these comments? And I'm like, then that comment gets 10,000 likes, because I'm like, well, yeah, I thought the same. How are they thinking of this stuff?
So, okay, there's 10,000 people that think the same as me.
Yeah. Okay, so it says, a skill I've always wanted to master, the ability to fold fitted sheets without losing my sanity.
Yeah, no, that's true. Have you ever folded fitted sheet?
Oh, I was like, what does he mean? Like, you just fold it, but yeah, fitted sheet.
You can't, they don't fold.
Yeah. And the fact that he was saying, I think that's so rogue, though.
That's
I'd be niche. Like...
She's really thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'd be impressed about the level of thought or like weirded out that that was what they thought.
No, I
but time
I'd
and effort's gone into that.
Because,
time and effort.
Especially we've got a super king bed and they are literally impossible to fold. And every single time.
I mean, we all
I get
just
to,
like
the third fold and I'm just like,
we all do the little. We definitely
like,
do.
That would be a green flag for me because I'd be like, oh, they make their own bed.
Yeah, true. Okay. I'm overly competitive about... That's the prompt.
Oh, okay.
Beating my personal best at Mario Kart. Now, if
I think
the rest
that's a bit
of
generic.
The profile... Yeah, if the profile looked standard, I'd be like, that's generic. But if he looked a bit of a gamer, it would concern me.
Oh yeah,
I'm not about the gamer life.
I think they're doing that for a bit of like trying to be funny.
Yeah, I think that's trying to be funny, but not actually funny. But I'd still respect it.
I think choosing that I'm overly competitive at could probably be a bit of a red flag to quite a lot of girls.
Another one with the same question. I'm overly competitive about.
Yeah.
Monopoly, friendships have been ruined. See, I like this.
I think that's an ick.
I think that's funny because it's like...
I like the friendships have been ruined.
Yeah,
bit,
the friendships have been
but
ruined
the Monopoly bit, ew no.
Oh yeah, I actually hate Monopoly.
Same.
But just the friendships have been ruined,
that
it makes
funny.
Me think, oh, funny, lighthearted.
Yeah.
But yeah, Monopoly, I'd probably... You could reply to that and be like, what if I don't play Monopoly?
Yeah, if everything...
Just start a conversation.
If I really liked everyone else on the profile, I'd be like... We'll see.
Yeah, okay, so I remember this prompt. And I didn't choose this one because I just thought this... Even, like, the prompt, I just think it's so cringy. Because what would you even say? Like, let me actually ask you what you would say.
Okay, go.
So the prompt is, the way to win me over is... I remember reading some thinking, oh yeah, that was clever, but I remember thinking there's no way I could answer this that doesn't seem weird.
I couldn't think of something funny. Like, I'd have to just put something like bringing me a cup of tea.
Yeah, but then is that dull?
Yeah, really dull.
So the best way to win me over, bringing me breakfast in bed, in brackets, bonus points for avocado toast. See, I think, again, it's kind of similar to you.
Yeah, that's similar to what I said.
Dull, boring. But then again, I'd probably
read that.
I like
the bonus points bit.
I like the bonus points bit because it's giving a bit extra. But then they're like, to be fair, bringing me breakfast in bed, there's...
I think that's overrated.
Oh, yeah. But I actually don't...
Don't you?
Love breakfast in bed. I think crumbs are getting in my bed.
Yeah, no, Richard would die, firstly.
Cup of tea in bed.
Cup of tea in bed is a vibe, but breakfast in bed is overrated. You know, it's like, oh, Mother's Day, give the breakfast. No.
No, I wouldn't want that. I want to come down. The table's set. There's flowers.
Yeah.
A nice breakfast
been
made for
me. But I've been allowed to stay in bed as long as I wish.
Okay, someone said, best way to win me over is randomly breaking into song and dance routines.
That's fun. That's a bit of you.
The thing is, I actually do that. So
yeah,
I'd be like,
do.
Oh, well,
so
I'm the girl for you.
They're on my wavelength.
But I can understand people reading that and being like, cringe. That's really weird. But I feel like that's a guy that genuinely is looking for a best friend.
Yeah, that's
like someone who's serious on the app.
They're not taking themselves too seriously, but they're
like,
trying.
Okay. Oh, this is the one I did Home Alone to. So most controversial opinion is,
yep.
Oh my God, this is so, I would, be like no on this because it is just the most generic thing. Pineapple on pizza.
Oh no, boring.
That actually, I remember seeing that all the time and I was like, well, that's not like, creative.
I'm just putting that because...
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
No, ick.
How do you feel about pineapple on pizza?
No.
I've actually just never had it.
I like pineapple, but I don't like it hot. Like, I don't like cooked pineapple. Does that make
fair.
Sense? So
yeah,
I like pineapple, but not warm.
Okay.
Okay, I kind of like this one. So, most controversial opinion is Comic Sans is an underrated font. It's not.
It's not. I hate it.
But I kind of like the response.
But I'm kind of like, if they put that so that people respond, like, kick it off.
Maybe.
That's not underrated.
It's just the primary school font. Oh, no. But I kind of like the response,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I do.
No, you know what? I'll give that. Okay, someone else has put, most controversial opinion is, the book is never always better than the movie. I mean, I agree with that statement. I think it's like, so you know how people...
So the book isn't always better than the movie?
No, is. Oh, wait, the book is never always better than the movie, because people always say the book's always better than the movie.
Yeah, so they're saying it's not.
They're saying... The book isn't better than the movie, yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I actually think that's fine. It depends on the book, depends on the movie.
Yeah, but I suppose that is a controversial opinion, though, because the saying is...
It is controversial. People really
I would
believe...
read that and be like, you're my kind of person, because I don't read.
There was
I always just watch
film.
The movie.
I can't remember what it was, but I really thought, actually, that the film was really good. I can't remember what it was, so that's an irrelevant thing to say.
Okay, we'll just do a few more.
See, you won't get this, but I quite like this. Because you've not had, like, the whole corporate life.
Okay.
But the prompt is my most irrational fear.
Okay. And I actually remember this one.
The response is receiving an email. Which, in the corporate
world... Mine
would
be,
world,
like, receiving a random phone call. I can't. But, yeah, receiving an email, I get that.
The, that I would... If I was still in the corporate world, I'd be like, yeah.
Okay. Together we could is the prompt.
Okay.
Together we could train my cat to do some stand-up comedy. Trust me, he's got some killer material. I just find that weird. And a cat person as well.
Yeah, cat people would like that. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think cat people would be all over that. So they'd find...
No.
It's not for me,
it's
but
not
I think they'd find
that.
Someone they wanted.
I think that's really cringy. Okay. Two truths and a lie. I actually used to love these.
Yeah, they're quite a good one
because,
to respond to.
Like, it's just, yeah. Okay, so this, if you were hearing this, two truths and a lie. I can balance a spoon on my nose. I unintentionally photobombed a stranger's wedding photos. I can beat any squirrel in a staring contest. I just feel like none of those
That's
are
boring.
Giving.
I'd be like, well, I don't care about any of them being
yeah.
true or not true.
And I just feel like it's either the spoon on the nose or the unintentionally photobombed a stranger's wedding photos. But if the most interesting thing about you is that you're unintentionally photobombed wedding photos. Okay, cool.
How would you even know? That's dull.
Yeah, not for me. Oh, I quite like this one.
Go.
First round is on me if you can recite the entire Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song without missing a beat. I remember seeing things like that and I always used to think like, oh yeah, okay, Fez.
No, I think that's...
I mean, I couldn't do that, but that's... I'd be like, respect. I kind of like that you've had a bit of a think about it. It's quite generic, but I kind of like it.
I think it's quite generic. I think they're trying to appeal to the masses rather than show who they are.
Fez. But it could be a good conversation. If you did know it, you'd be like, oh, first round on you then. Do you know? Like, yeah, I can see why you would start talking to someone through that.
Yeah, and then it's a good, like, back and forth type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite a good one. To be fair, you do have to think about what's going to get responses.
Yeah.
It's like, mate, they need to offer A-levels in this stuff.
I know. Literally. ChatGPT. I bet ChatGPT gets asked about hinge prompts all the time.
Yeah, everyone ends up with the same one. They like, to get the right level of humour and response and seriousness. Oh much. My gosh. Or do we just deep it? Does no one else deep it as much
No,
as
I think
us?
Everyone does deep a Hinge prompt.
All right, okay. I'm glad. I hope so. If not, we've just taken this to like a
new level.
Yeah. Do you know what I think, actually? I think Americans will be good at this. Because Americans aren't like,
oh my god, I would love to see American Hinge.
Yeah, I think they're not
so much more forward.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I think to British people, they'd find it so cringy. But I feel like I would just love someone being a bit more like out there.
I think Americans would just say it how it is.
Yeah.
I reckon their
I actually would love to see
so
American
good.
Hinge.
Yeah. I reckon you should have. When you were you saying when we went to New York, you so should have turned it on when we were in New York just to have a look. That was ages ago, but it would have just been so fun.
No, so fun.
Let us know on our DMs if you've like got any really good ones yourself, or if
really
you've seen any good ones for us to react to as well. I think maybe we're being a bit harsh, but you know. Right. This week, I want to know, because you mentioned last week that you went to the Boots Masterclass.
Yes.
And I want to know some of these hints, tricks, recommendations.
Oh, the recommendations. I did say I was going to do this. Yeah, so the Boots Beauty Live event, let me take my memory back. So what I will say is I was on the hunt. If you've seen the vlog, you know this. But I was on the hunt for a skin tint. Because it's spring. I know I'm a full coverage girl.
I love a skin tint.
Sometimes,
have you
like,
found one?
Well, I will
sorry,
tell you.
Sorry, I'm being impatient.
So, sometimes it's just like, I need to like pop to the shops.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a face of makeup, but yeah, it would
but
be
I
nice
want
to
look
just,
a bit more alive.
Yeah. So they actually had the NYX glazed. I don't know if you've been seeing it all over TikTok. It's like
I
donut
think I have
packaging.
Seen it. Yeah.
And I tell you, I did like it, but then I fell in love with something else. So I only literally got that tested on my hand. I felt like the coverage was nice. I would say definitely more medium than light coverage. So if you're someone that's wanting to give it a go, but not maybe go all the way down, and you're like, no, I'm a full coverage girly, like I would say the NYX glazed is good. But basically, the Milk Hydro Gripping Glow Primer. So they sell it as a primer. So I think it's supposed to obviously give you a glowy base. And then obviously you kind of like then will have glowy makeup.
Right,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's a glowy undertone. But it's tinted.
Did they say you could use it as like
When she was putting it on me and rubbing it on, I was like, because I had skin tint in my head, I was like, I would use this as a skin tint. And she was like, no, exactly that. Like people do.
Is the brand Milk?
Milk is the brand.
Oh, I've not heard of them.
Yeah. So they've got a really viral like hydro gripping primer. I actually have it, but this is like got a tint in it. It's glowy.
Oh.
And when she was putting it on my hand, it felt nice.
Oh, if you're doing it lightweight, you want it to feel light.
Do you know what I mean? The NYX one felt a little bit heavier. But this just, obviously it's supposed to be a primer, so maybe that's why it felt really light. But it actually felt, and she even said, before I could even get my words out, she was like, it's moisturizing. And I was like, no, it feels like that. So I would put that on my face, get that little bit of a glow, get that bit of a tint, but my face would feel hydrated.
Was it sticky? Because I feel some primers are really sticky.
It didn't, but I had it on, it felt nice, looked at it for like 10 seconds then wiped it off.
Oh right, okay.
So it's not like it was on my hand all day and I could tell. I can't give you a
that's fair.
Tell you what else I fell in love with, the Laneige. Have you heard of Laneige?
Yeah, I have.
It's like, I feel like it's the new it thing. I'm very late to it. Like I heard of it when I did the Boots Valentine's Day thing and everyone there was like, how do you not even know about
this?
Yeah,
it's a big thing.
Like on skincare and just so but they have really famous lip oil. But they were doing tinted ones at the Boots event. They're bringing out tinted ones.
Ah.
I tried like this nude neutral one. They had a really nice pinky neutral one, which I think would go really nice over my Kylie lipstick.
Yeah.
But I tried the more brownie neutral tone. When I say it was the most buttery thing I've ever put on my lips.
Like it just felt
buttery, velvety.
Oh.
Like, really nice consistency. Not too much, not too little. I was like, I kind of get the hype.
That's cool. I don't know them for lip stuff. They do, like, moisturizer and eye cream and stuff.
Yeah, so I kind of knew it more as skincare, but they just had a stall there just for these tinted lip oils that they were obviously bringing
out. They sound lovely.
Yeah, so
I get really dry lips as well, so if it felt like buttery and nice.
No, it felt so velvety buttery. Like, I literally kept putting it on my lips and was like, oh my God, I could, like, this could be never ending.
Yeah.
I tell you what was there, HMB. And obviously, I love their concealer, but they only had got blushes.
Oh.
Like cream and powder. I didn't hang around there too long because I'm kind of a blush girly, but I did test it out a little bit. And I will say the pigment was good.
Well, I used their bronzer and the pigment's really good.
Yeah, I wanted to test out. I just saw HMB and was like, oh, I really want to. What did I want to test out? I really wanted to test out the translucent powder because I've heard that's really, really good. And I have keep seeing it on TikTok shop. And so I was like, oh, I can try it out here and then I'll buy it.
And they just had the blush.
And they just had the blushes because obviously it's just like each stand was promoting certain
things, maybe new products or doing something different.
And then again, I would say the powdered curve case that Mitchell was talking about. I think I mentioned that on last week's episode briefly.
The black and white one?
No, so he's like, you know the curve case, it's all cream products?
Yeah.
He's bringing out a powder, so it's like all the but it's powder, so obviously it's a layer top with. So he is bringing out powdered curve cases, which I do think is good, because you could even use that as eyeshadow if you want it.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's just to kind of obviously like complement.
Well, if you had both of them, that's amazing.
Then you've got it, you're everything. Sorted, So I would say that's a good little recommendation as well.
Oh, I love them. I'm definitely going to look at that skin tint you mentioned. Yeah. Because I'm definitely wanting one of them.
No, it felt really, really nice on my hand. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. Let us know if there's anything you specifically want any recommendations on, and we'll have a good think about everything
A good little juicy think, but we hope you've enjoyed this just light-hearted Easter Monday episode.
Yeah, thanks.
Now I'm off to go get ready for bed, boy.
Oh, it's so exciting. I'm going to get ready for bed.
Love you.
Bye.